This recording of Writing with Inform by Graham Nelson was made thanks to the support of the Interactive Fiction Technology Foundation. Ryan Veeder speaking. Writing with Inform, Chapter 3, Things. Section 24, Concealment. Though realism can become tiresome in interactive fiction, there are times when we cannot go along with Inform's normal assumption that all of a person's possessions are visible to everybody else. People are not like containers which either show all of their holdings or not according to whether they are open or transparent. If a man is carrying a fishing rod and a wallet, one will be an open show, the other not. Some clothing is outwardly visible, but not all. Whether or not something is concealed is not like the either-or properties we have seen so far, such as being open or closed, because it is not really a property of the thing itself, but depends on the habitual behavior of its current owner. To talk about behavior, we have to use sentences of a kind not seen so far, and which will not be fully explained for some chapters to come. But straightforward cases are easy to write if only by imitating the following examples. Here we make the cloaked villain invariably conceal anything she is holding or wearing. Rule for deciding the concealed possessions of the cloaked villain, : yes, full stop. At which point we think about it more carefully and then rewrite. Rule for deciding the concealed possessions of the cloaked villain, : if the particular possession is the sable cloak, comma, no, : otherwise, yes, full stop. A rule which says neither yes nor no will decide yes, but it's best to spell out exactly what's wanted. Parts are treated exactly as if clothes or items being held, and the following will make the face and inscription on a coin invisible unless the player is holding it, the idea being that they are too small to be seen from farther away. The coin is in the Roman villa. The face and inscription are parts of the coin. Rule for deciding the concealed possessions of the coin, : if the coin is carried, comma, no, : otherwise, yes, full stop. There is also an either-or property called described or undescribed, intended to be used only as a last resort, but which has the ability to hide something from room descriptions. This is not really hiding. The idea is that undescribed should only be used for cases where some other text already reveals the item, or where its presence is implicit. Even then, it should only be used when the item is intended to be taken or moved by the player at some point. If the item isn't intended to move, it's much better to make it scenery. There is only one commonly found example. The player's own body, the yourself, is undescribed. Note that the undescribed property is automatically removed from anything carried by, worn by, or part of the player, even indirectly, and that nothing on top of an undescribed supporter will be visible in a room description, even if it itself is described. Scenery supporters don't suffer from that restriction, which is one reason scenery is a better option when possible.